Why B2B? E-commerce leaders win through people, not just product hook. What if the biggest threat to your B2B e-commerce business isn't your competitor's technology? It's that you're building around products when you should be building around people? Because the data right now is telling a very uncomfortable story, and most operators are completely missing it. Pause. Context. Here's why this matters today. Business closures are up 12.5% year-on-year in the first half of 2025. Over 7,000 companies shut down. Capital losses hit 98.9 billion baht, a 224% increase. And the hardest hit sectors all share one thing: rigid, location-dependent workforce models. Meanwhile, Mohamed Hamidake at HM Care Global Services has been watching a completely different pattern emerge in B2B commerce. And it starts with people, not platforms. Pause. KEY Insights. First, distributed talent outperforms centralized teams when leadership gets out of the way. An Abidjan-based designer named Loza Maliambo built her entire global client base through Instagram, never relocating, dressing Beyonce's circle from Ivory Coast. That's your procurement specialist, your logistics coordinator, your best account manager. They don't need to be in your office. They need clear ownership, trusted tools, and a culture that backs their expertise. Pause. Second, brand longevity is a leadership problem, not a marketing problem. Birkenstock has been around since 1774. In 2025, they just dropped a collab with French ballet brand Repetto through their elevated Birkenstock 1774 line. 250 years of relevance doesn't happen by accident. It happens because every person inside the organization understands what it stands for. That cultural continuity is your competitive moat in B2B e-commerce. Pause. Third, the $60 trillion succession wave is rewriting who controls B2B purchasing decisions. The Financial Times reports that the largest wealth transfer in history is already moving into millennial and Gen Z hands before 2048. These new decision makers don't buy on relationships built by their parents. They buy from operators whose teams understand them deeply enough to anticipate needs before they're even articulated. Pause. Takeaway. Here's your one action item. Before your next team meeting, ask yourself, does every person on my team know what we actually stand for? Not just what they're supposed to do today. HM Care Global Services built their growth on developing team judgment, not just task lists. Send this episode to your ops lead and start that conversation this week. Pause. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at ajetmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at ajetmidas.xyz.